fact, I've never looked at it, just at the cover that my dad had my hands on there, and I figured that it ought to be worthwhile for something, and I kept it, you know. Mm-hmm. I've never even looked at it, but I knew they had something to do with boilers, the furnaces.
Oh, catalog of Jackson. Yeah, they made, well, they were a foundry when they were operating, because they branched into furnaces, or maybe they're making furnaces at that time too. I don't know just what they're making, but it was quite a industry for Saginaw. Of course, when General Motors took it over, and of course it grew and was a bigger thing for Saginaw.
Right. I'd certainly like to see this association that's active now, the
Saginaw Civic Association.
Right. I'd certainly like to see it create just the left side as much as possible. I think
well,
that'd really do.
We're trying hard, right. And I've been active in for a good long time, but not too much now because I'm retired. And my nephew, he's quite interested in it too, but it's hard to get people to join, you know, members.
Right.
They want to know what they'll get out of it or what good it'll do them. But we figure what if it helps one, it helps the other. If we can do something to make the west side better, it helps everybody.
Do you happen to know the Erd Motor Company? Do you remember them at all?
So the name of Harry Erd was the one who started that.
What kind of motors did they make? You know?
They made, I think they made automobile motors along with possibly boat motors. I think there were quite a few boats on the river at that time. You know, the launches would be called launch. They made, they might have made stationary motors too.
That's the building they were
in. That's where Helfrich. Helfrich is here on the corner and back where you are.
Right, that's where
yes.
Yeah.
So that building has been here?
Yeah, I think that of course Helfrich, he remodeled some of his part.
Right, he's added on both ways. He was in the middle of the block, and I think he went to the north and then he added to the south.
Because at the south of him, there used to be a saloon there, Archibald Door.
On that corner?
Yeah. Did your dad ever tell you that?
No, he never mentioned
that. Ask him if he remembers the door saloon on the corner.
That's pretty convenient for...
Yeah.
Do you remember Johnny Smith, the Smith brothers there?
The Smith Hardware?
No, Smith brothers, they would be on the south side of Van Buren. It's right in the middle of the block, behind
on Hamilton Street?
No, not on Van Buren there. Right behind where Helfrich, Elders would be to our backyard or the south side of Helfrich.
No, I don't remember anybody, but
the building still stands in Trippensee. Just bought the building this last year.
Well, that's the old Alderton wholesale grocery.
Was that a grocery?
Yeah, and then Simon's frozen food went in there.
Oh, I was thinking, well, that's that building.
Yeah.
I was thinking it would be just north of that, facing...
north or south of that?
North of that.
Well, north of that, you get into the Saginaw Hardware Company.
Yeah, well, it would be still north of that then. You know where Helfrich has the west side of the block, and we have the east side of our block.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, right behind us.
Well, right on that. Well, that's Van Buren.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a little building that's probably.
Well, that's to the south then of Alderton's, where Trippensee went in. That's at the north end of that same block.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you remember the Smith brothers?
No, there's a fellow by the name of Swift in there.
Swift, excuse me.
Swift, yeah.
Swift, well, was, Johnny Swift. Yeah, he just passed away this year.
Yeah, that was, what was his first name?
Johnny.
John, Swift, and Stan Swift was his brother.
I never
But John was in alone at the last end. No, Stan Swift was a cousin. I'm quite sure.
They built bodies of some type, didn't they?
Yeah.
Truck or car bodies? Or?
I think so, yeah.
I used to go over and talk to him once in a while. And
yeah.
He was a really, he was a heck of a nice guy.
Oh, he was a very nice guy.
Some people he didn't like at all, and boy, you let him know it, too. He's pretty,
Another fella that was in your block there, now what part of the block I knew, the fellow by the name of Herchabees. And he made machinery, stump horse, you know, and they'd do their logging through the forest and around Saginaw here, they'd cut a tree down probably about a foot or 2 feet above the ground and they'd the stump. Well, he invented what they called a stump puller. He had a machinery there that he made them right there in that same block you are.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been in that same building where you are. Probably the name of Herchabees.
Never heard of him. What was it attached to a tractor or a horse? Or?
I don't know exactly. It was a winch of some kind that he had probably on the back of a car, and they probably, I think they had about the same idea as these automobile wreckers. They go and they lift a car up from the, you know, they'll have a winch and raise them up.
Right.
But just pull stumps out of the forest there, the out of the ground. When people want to clear the land, you know, make farmland out of it, they'd have to pull the stumps out.
You know the,
No, I was just going to say the building that Carl's in, wasn't that furniture?
That was
his father or something?
Originally it was furniture, and then it later became a showcase. Saginaw Showcase Company is what it was going on. They made all showcases.
Yeah. His father and
His uncle
started. Yeah. They actually made the furniture there.
Furniture, yeah. That's where it started out as furniture, and then they went into to showcases and discontinued the furniture.
Right.
What kind of furniture? I don't remember that.
Well, I know that's a little before you, too. A little before me.
Well, the building that's across the street by the river from us, it was called Brand and Harding.
Brand and Harding Flour Mill.
That was a mill there?
That was a flour mill.
Mm-hmm. We rent that building from Fruchi Bean for storage.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's just about ready to fall over.
Yeah.
And from the north side, looking at it, you can just barely see it. So it's Brand and Harding.
Brand
and Harding. But that's about all you can make out on it.
Yeah.
And apparently because of the railroad track, they must have used that for shipping out.
That was quite a mill.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the building was to the south of that, which is now the Wilman?
Wilman
Asbestos.
Oh, Wilman. Oh, you mean the where the Wilman, that's north. You mean north?
North, right.
My husband gets his directions.
Yeah. Well, that was the old
north.
That was the old freight depot for the Michigan Central Railroad. Mm-hmm. See the where the butcher shop is, Ted's butcher shop. Well, that was the passenger station for Michigan Central, and where Wilman is was the freight depot.
Mm-hmm.
They freight just come in there, a big van. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an old freight depot.
That's a nice building. Was anything on the property that Fruchi is on now there? Or was that just empty land?
But Fruchi is now across the road from where Van Harden was.
Right.
Well, Van Harden had their office in there. It was a small building, and they had, or maybe it's still a small building, isn't it?
Which one, the Fruchi has?
Yeah.
Well, I think they. Well, actually, you mean that little one in the middle? Is that what the?
Well, right on the right, just across the way from Manhattan
north.
North.
I don't.
And to the east, across from you there.
Yeah. I think that's not too big of a building.
No, it's small. They had their offices at Manhattan now.
There's a lot of history in that.
Yeah. Are you in with your father?
Yeah, we're. In the plumbing and heating.
Plumbing and heating, yeah.
Well, we bought a bathtub from
you. Oh, really?
I bought it from your dad. I had it up for our cottage up at Point McCown, but we had a space, and I had to get a small one. I couldn't get a real standard size, and I went down to see your dad, and he had just what we wanted.
Yeah.
So we had a ship it up to our grade, the plumber up at our grade, and maybe you still do business with Macer, Phil Macer up at our grade?
Not presently.
Gotcha.
We go off in that area, but we don't do anything. We're going to be moving out on Bay Road.
Why?
Maybe this spring, where Wiltsey Engineering is.
Oh, yeah.
Just north of him, we have 10 acres of property. We're hoping to put up a, the Anderson Creek bed kind of like the downtown mall.
Yeah.
That's what we're hoping to put up there.
Oh, yeah.
35,000 square foot warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
5,000 square feet of showroom.
Then you're going to discontinue your place here?
Well, my dad wants to, but I want to keep it as a branch, and I'd like to fix it up as a little shop because I just like the area, you know.
Yeah.
But, see, we rent that building. We have our building. We rent the building across the street, and then in Pucci's big warehouse, they've got about a 25,000 square foot warehouse. We rent about half of that, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to stay there.
Well, you're young yet, and your dad won't let you stay there. I tell you, the young people coming up nowadays, they have good ideas.
Yeah. Well, sometimes
most of them.
Sometimes they think they're good, and sometimes they think they're bad.
Well, when you get a couple of rotten apples in a bushel of apples, you figure the whole bushel's bad, but it ain't that way.
Yeah.
No, I think the young people got good ideas, just like my nephew that's in the store now, that he and his fellows got out, and they have good ideas, and we're too old to really, we wouldn't have the them and vigor that they have, and when my dad died, we were young, and we had the same thing, and we progressed a little more than he did. Now these young people have the ability to progress better than we have.
Yeah, but you must have done quite a few things right to keep the business all these years.
Well, to keep the business 80 years, you can't be all wrong.
Right.
Of course, the way I look at it, if you treat the customers right, that's 50% of the battle.
Yeah.
Treat them right and be honest with them.
Yeah.
And give them good merchandise.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's good too.
Well, yeah, you got
to stay in the right
for that. There's no doubt about that. I was just trying to think while I'm thinking of the buildings that are in the area. Well, the Shook, that's been there for a long time, too, hasn't it?
The what?
Shook Hotel.
Shook Hotel is real old, yeah.
That must have been not too far after the Fort is.
There were several hotels on Hamilton Street. As I say, when it was first settled, there were hotels and retail stores and saloons. Probably the saloons outnumbered everything else. But I think there were at least four hotels just on Hamilton Street in the old days when I first started. The Shook, the names have slipped my mind, but there was a hotel in where the Bosch studio and the Commercial National built a bank there later. There was a hotel there. There was a hotel down on the corner there where Top and Printing just moved into that Cornish, Valley Cornish Company there. There was a hotel there. And
don't forget the movie shows. We had quite a few movie shows, too.
Yeah,
for
sure. On the west side.
Where were they located?
Well, they
one next to the store.
There was one
there? Uh-huh. Family.
And the theater, there was the Hamilton Square, is where the Moose Temple is. That was quite a...
The
we used to call them nickel shows. And you only cost nickel to go in to see them, and you'd see a still movie, and probably somebody played the piano, and somebody else would sing a song.
The Scenic, that was on down the hill.
Scenic was down where
Davis
Music House, the Scenic Theater. We had a nice vaudeville theater where the Bootery is.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot property was owned by my grandfather, who had his name was Ringler, and he had a drugstore there. And about 1908, he had a fire and burned out, and then he sold it to some people that put up what they called the Wolverine Theater. And they had vaudeville shows there every week, a new show. And of course, then when vaudeville died out, they had a picture show, and then of course that died out. Then they turned it over into just a commercial place.
Yeah, that building I know is old.
Yeah, the
building that has the on the corner there, that has the south corner, that has the St. Paul or
St. Vincent de
Paul.
That's supposed to be a fairly old building.
Yeah, Saginaw Woodenware used to have a wholesale like novelties. Mm-hmm. 5 and 10 cent store merchandise and novelties. Saginaw Woodenware, they called it. And then we had another big manufacturing plant was the Saginaw Manufacturing. It's up on South, it's up around King Street there, where King and Queen come into Perry. They made washboards and wooden pulleys. Saginaw Manufacturing, that was a big industry for Saginaw for a long time.
That's where all the old, around by the boat, where all those old buildings are there.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
Do you know who ran that?
The Saginaw Woodenware was run by the Gilbert family. Charlie Gilbert was the father's name. Harwood Gilbert was the son. Charlie Gilbert Jr. was the son. They're the ones that ran that Saginaw Manufacturing.
Well, certainly no more now than we did.
Well, sometimes where you can suggest some little thing, it recalls something.
Yeah.
Mind.
I'll tell you, I enjoy, things these days, but when I read about some things, I've got quite an interest in, I haven't done an extensive reading, and just because Nancy's had this course, but I just really enjoy learning about the old part of Saginaw, the old
town. It is interesting. When you figure it to where we're living right here, it was just a wilderness when it was founded, and Indians used to come into the town. There were even a few Indians around when I was a kid. Yeah. These are all forests out here.
That's what they're all in.
Yeah.
Right over here, I know there's a lot of the houses that are built. I imagine it's here. It's a block away. Salt or coal mines, I know.
Oh, yeah. There's quite a coal mine out Adams Boulevard, too. Corner of Adams and Graham. There's a coal mine. There's a coal mine on the site where the St. Peter's and Paul Athletic Field is. That was the Fordney mine. There was the coal mine out at Riverside Park. I think that was called the Riverside Mine.
So that
there was
where
Hickey's had there, There was a coal mine on the site where Montgomery and Ward is located on the west side of the river on Genesee there. There was a coal mine there.
Well, is there anything else that I suppose we could sit here all night, but
there were a lot of coal mines out in St. Charles, too. St. Charles was quite a coal place.
But you don't remember Riverside Park, do
you remember? No, I've heard people talk about it. There used to be a trolley car that went up there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, streetcars ran out there.
Open air, the open air ones.
Mm-hmm. What was the activity out there that?
Oh, they had roller skating, they had
roller coaster,
they had a dance hall, and then before it was a dance hall, it was a theater. They used to In the summertime, they'd have vaudeville shows out there.
Big theater.
Did someone own an individual on that?
No, it was owned by the Saga Valley Traction Company, who owned the streetcar lines. And they owned that, and they operated it.
Don't forget Red Hat Town. We always had a Red Hat before we went home.
Coney Island Red Hats.
Did you ever swim in the river?
Oh, yeah.
We had a cottage across from the park. Mother and father. We never did. It was too dirty.
Even back then, it was?
It was cleaner than it is now, though. That used to be quite a, that's to the Bowassee River, that used to be quite a lumbering and logging river.
Yeah.
It used to be rafts of logs come down that river. They'd go to the sawmills along the Saginaw River.
How long was it ago that people were able to swim in it?
Oh, I would say, this is probably 40 years ago they used to. They used to go swimming. Some of those cottage people.
When you belonged to the tennis club out there, did you go on swimming then?
No, I don't particularly remember.
That was right alongside of the park, the tennis club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they bought the, they called it the canoe club.
Mm-hmm.
They had canoes up there, and then they bought the, over on the Ojibwe Island there, which is now the tennis court. That's still there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you were you ever in the YMCA, the old one?
Many times.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, we used to go there a lot. We played our basketball games, high school basketball games. And we were there almost every day.
Yeah.
I remember when that was built.
Really?
Yeah, when the old one was built.
I can remember going there when I was young with my dad.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to like to go there when I used to swim with him.
Oh, yeah.
And you could see some of the fellas, the men running around the track above.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty interesting something I never thought of.
Is that old again, down there?
I
wanted to show you something in there that we had the seniors. We had a track meet in the old YMCA there, and the seniors of Arthur High School were playing against the juniors.
Mm-hmm.